Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 262, Power Rangers in Space, episode 12, The Great Evilizer.
It aired April 18th, 1998, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Worth Keeter. The Keeter is back. here's a real quick thing about Evilizer. There's a Y in it.
Evilizer.
Evilizer. The Evilizer. Hide and Girder, Hurdy Girder. So, if you're new here, what we do is we watch an episode of Power Rangers. There's more to it than that.
That's it.
That's it. We don't talk about it. We don't do anything. We
just
watch it. Yeah,
the whole episode, us just telling you what we do, and then we watch the episode and go about our day.
We just go have a nice time watching an episode of Power Rangers. No, no, no. We pause recording and we watch an episode and we talk about it. You guys have the deal by now. I don't know why I missed some stuff. Look, it's noon. It's noon on a Thursday. We never record now, but circumstances. Hold on 1 second, because I need to check something.
Okay.
Okay, so this we're recording these a lot in advance because we're busy at the end of the month and the beginning of next month, so we need to like have a little bit of a buffer. So this one is the last one we're recording before the Power Rangers, well, the last one that will air before the Power Rangers movie episode.
Okay.
So when you hear this, next week, there's just one episode, and it's our thoughts on the Power Rangers, the movie that is coming out. Alan's driving down. He's going to be on the show with us. It's going to be real fun. If you're a patron, you get the raw, unadulterated, unedited file right to Patreon that night. If you are not, you'll get an edited, cleaned up, bleeped probably version on Monday, and then there's no other episodes this week. The next episode we watch, which I believe is Grandma Matchmaker, we are recording that in like an hour or so.
Yeah.
It will air in 2 weeks, so... When we record that one, we will have not seen the Power Rangers movie yet. There's some time displacement going to be happening. I just wanted to get that out of the way before we go watch the episode. I got nothing else. You ready?
Yep.
Let's rock it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
And we're back, and we just watched The Great Evilizer, and things were evilized.
Yes.
MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinGrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. If you don't leave us a rating and review, that'd be great. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. If you go there and donate as little as a dollar a month, you get some cool stuff in return, including the raw, unaired version of the Power Rangers movie review that we're going to be doing, and you get access to our Discord, which is where a bunch of our patrons are hanging out, talking about stuff. So you can go check that out. It's Friday. We don't do emails. We don't do anything else. Are you ready to just jump right in?
Yeah, man, let's do it, because like stuff happens. Weird stuff happens.
It's some weird stuff happens, and there's also a part in the middle where I feel like I blacked out, but I can't I can't be sure. We start off on Bulk Skull and Old Cans at like a warehouse dock. They have like their van and like some tables set up with just some science stuff on them. And they have this little yellow beam thing. I don't know what they call it because we don't get a proper name for it.
Old Cans just says, like, this device can give anything attitude.
Yeah. Why would you make that phenomenon?
I don't know. It seems weird.
It's a little weird because best case scenario is you've given sentience to something that now has to, like, deal with that.
Yeah.
Because if you make it good, now it's just like, oh, I'm a can. But now I can think and feel, but I'm trash.
I'm good. I want to do good stuff.
I
want
to do good, but I'm just trash. Why'd you do this to me? Why did you curse me, Old Cans? So they fire at a little like RC toy with like a man face.
It's like Sid from Toy Story made this out of other toys.
If Sid from Toy Story made this, but like he was very good at making it, because it's not like hobbled together. It's not like a small soldier's,
like
Franken,
like early 20s Sid.
Yeah,
after he's had some practice, years
right.
of practice.
He's been doing this for a while. He knows what he's doing. So it's got like it looks like they just took the face off of an Action Man, like figure, spray painted it silver, and plugged it on this like Danger Will Robinson robot type thing.
And it has like tank tracks for feet.
So they zap it and it didn't work. And Bulk's like, hey, you didn't do anything. But then it works and it turns evil. Its face like morphs to be like, ah,
yeah.
And like mad and attitude.
So there's a couple questions. Well, I guess one, because we already asked the why did you invent this question. The second question I have is, why is evil your first test fire?
That's a really good question.
Old cans.
I don't know. That doesn't make any... Because it has a dial. It has a good...
He turns it
good
to evil.
Evil.
He even is like...
Let's try evil. No, dude, try good. Because good won't try to murder you if it works. Good will just be like, hey, I'm a robot boy now.
You did it. Good job, guys.
Thanks. And you'd be like, oh, cool, cool, cool. Now let's turn something that is inanimate and cannot move.
I thought as soon as they put that toy on the table, I'm like, there's our monster.
That's what I thought. But the monsters this season are all animals with one weird arm. They're Mavericks. They're all Mavericks
they
from Mega Man X.
Mega Man X baddies.
It works. It turns evil. And then it like, they run. They just book it. Jump into the van. Not they don't try to like move the van. They just get in there and this little evil toy like evil Knievels its way off of the tables and just does a real wet stunt right into the van and you just hear like thrashing noises like it's beating them up. It's a like anyone can break this toy.
Yeah, like, it's like it's evil, sure, but it's still a toy.
It's still
you
plastic.
Didn't, like, it can't shoot guns at you.
Yeah.
You can just shoot little plastic torpedoes.
Yeah,
like,
oh, that's a little annoying, but nothing else. Let me just kick it real quick. Oh, it's broken forever, because RC toys are garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't last very long.
No.
You ever have a crash back?
Oh, yeah, where they, like, squished?
They never just, like,
not
unsquished. Stop going back.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's just a crash.
Yeah, no back. So then, while they are, like, thrashing about in there, Clippy walks up and grabs the evilizer, and he's like, I've always wanted one of these, or I've been looking one of these.
What do you mean? I think he said that as like, it's more of like a, I could use this.
Yeah.
But like, said it in a weird dad way. Now that I've found this, I've been looking for this.
Yeah. What a dad. Then we go to the theme song, and when we come back, Astronema is pretty happy about the evilizer. She's like, yeah, this will be great. I'm like, yeah, we can turn the Rangers evil. She's like, yeah, no, no. You test it on the Rangers, but I've got much bigger plans. We'll find out what those bigger plans are a little later. So then we cut to...
I have a question about this thing.
Okay.
This might be thinking way too hard about this.
Okay.
If you shot something, like let's say it's on the ground. I put your computer mouse on the ground, and I shoot at it with the evilizer, but I miss the mouse and hit the ground.
Yeah.
Did is the Earth evil?
I think if you had a big one, yes.
Okay.
I don't know how, like, the little one just might just make, like, that, like an air, like a small
like just
area.
That radius of Earth is just, like, mad now.
Yeah, it'll just, like...
Has attitude.
Like, when you're walking on it, it'll just shift, so you'll trip, hurt your ankle.
Suddenly it's a hole. It's,
it just launches you straight up into the air. Unless you fall down. And you don't have a paraglider, so I don't know what you're going to do.
Gonna have to die and reload from the last save.
Yep, it's the only way. So we cut to Ashley and Andros. They are on a planet that has a bunch of gravity, just so much gravity that you can't even stand it. And then they're like, it's so dense here, the gravity. And then they're like they're on this like little island around water. It's like, how'd you get on there? Did you walk through the water? Like, because you can't swim if you're super heavy, you will sink.
Yep.
So Ashley ends up slipping. They're like looking for something. They're looking for Dark Spectre. We don't find that out for another minute, but they're looking for Dark Spectre. And then Ashley like slips and falls and is like face planted. Like, I can't get up. There's too much gravity. TJ calls down. Is like, hey, there's no, like from the spaceship, from the megaship. There's no sign of Dark Spectre. Just come back. And they're like, okay. And so they call their galaxy gliders down.
Yeah, Andros is basically like, this place is a dump. No one lives here. Let's go.
Yeah, he's like, there's just green water and rocks. This place sucks. It's like, well, if there's water, there's got to be something, right? Like,
yeah,
maybe not what you're looking for, but don't, like, you know, bash this very pretty planet.
Something lives here, probably.
Yeah. So they get the galaxy gliders down. They go to Hang 10. He helps Ashley up onto her. She sits on hers. And he does this, like... She helps him up, But he like skips across to the other one, to his galaxy glider. What about the gravity?
Well, I mean, they're going to just completely ignore gravity in a minute, so...
Yeah.
That's fine.
Maybe these galaxy gliders have their own personal tiny baby gravity field.
They better.
That's the only thing that makes sense. So they leave, and in space, they do some stunts. Like, he's like, hey, look at this, and he does, like, a flip.
He just, like, jumped. I think he did a flip, too.
He jumps at the flip and lands, and he's like, top that, Ashley. And she's like, well, watch this, and does like a loop-de-loop, a backwards loop-de-loop on it. And he's like, you're number one.
Ashley, you're number one.
She was number one. And she's like,
and that's this whole scene?
That's the scene. And she's like, Andros, wow, thanks. And then while they're like patting each other on the butt, this Quantron flies up with the little evilizer docked inside. It's inside the cockpit of his Velocifighter. So wouldn't it turn the Velocifighter evil?
Yes, because it would hit
the windshield.
The space shield?
There's no wind in space.
So now, okay, so now would it turn the whole Velocifighter evil, or would it turn the windshield evil?
Or is it piecemeal? I think, again, I don't know. We don't have the proper...
It did turn the whole toy evil.
It
not
did.
Just, like, the head part.
The head, yeah. The head was the only thing that physically changed, but the whole toy...
Also, it talked.
It did. It was like, I'm going to get you, man. I'm a small soldier. Like that movie Small Soldiers. Hey, you know what I remember about Small Soldiers?
I remember the DVD cover. That is all.
I remember there was a little Franken monster because he got destroyed in the escape. And I remember that, I think it was David Cross, his password was Gizmo. And he said it out loud, and the bad guy was like, oh, I remember his password. It's Gizmo. And that's how he made the small soldiers with the super AI. And I think about that, like, all the time. I gotta watch Small Soldiers again. It used to be on HBO. I don't know if it still is. I used to love that movie so much.
I think I only saw it, like, one time.
I probably watched it, like, 500 times. It's toys that come to life. That rules. It's like Toy Story, but they fight each other. Anyway... Quantron shoots the evilizer. It misses, or does it? I didn't see, but I'm pretty sure it hit Ashley's astroglider.
Yeah, he was aiming for Ashley, but he missed and hit the astroglider.
That is the biggest bummer. I just, like, I want Ashley to be evil for a minute. I want to see what's up with evil Ashley.
Can you imagine the clothes evil Ashley
would
wear?
It would be amazing! But instead, they just turned her glider evil and tries to, like, shake her, and she, like, and it, like, gets loose, and she, like, jumps off and catches Andros' hand, and he, like, pulls her onto his, and she's like, oh, thanks. And then, but the galaxy glider doesn't, like, fly away like a crappy teen. It just is, like, whoa, and floats away.
Yeah.
So I thought that, like, she just jumped off of it, and it lost control and flew away, but it might be evil. Stay tuned. So then we cut back to the Dark Fortress, and Elgar's making fun of the Evilizer. He's like, oh, yeah, what a great thing. Ecliptor had such a great plan, that
really,
stupid, ugly idiot.
It really showed them.
Yeah, what a badass. And then, like, Clippy's there and hears him and, like, spins him around, and Elgar's like, oh, man.
He, like, slams him into the wall.
Yeah.
And he's like, shut your mouth.
Or I will punch through your nog-nog.
And, I feel like he slapped him at one point.
He did slap him on, he in his forehead. Like, he slapped his forehead, which is a great move. Because number one, Elgar's got a lot of forehead. But number two, it's like pretty insulting. Just like, I'm not going to slap your whole face. It's your dumb forehead. So Astronomer's like, no, the test is fine, but we need a decoy. Elgar, send down some bad dudes.
I don't think any monsters get names this season. I don't think she said it. I think she was just like,
last episode had got a name.
But that wasn't the... Last episode, that was two episodes ago.
Yeah, two episodes ago.
The one in the last one is just like a gator guy.
Yeah, the Gator Boys.
Gator, Luigi Gator.
The Gator Brothers. This one, there's none. I just like named them the garbage bull honky names that I name things when I don't know their name. There's a plan. Also, there's an ice cream truck. If you hear any weird noises, that'll be here for the next 25 hours. So... It was playing music for a solid hour and a half the other day.
The ice cream truck?
Yeah. Like, I swear to God, it was like a whole hour and a half, and I went through every song it had. I heard some new songs, so that was nice. So back on the Astro Mega ship, Carlos, Ashley, and Andros are doing some diagnostics on the glider. On the red one, they're like, this one's fine. And I was like, is this one secretly evil? Was the plan to turn it evil and then, like,
well, they, I don't
virus the ship with evil?
Well, no, because they knew it got shot, right? They knew it got hit with a laser beam.
Not the red one.
But the yellow one, they know got hit. It wasn't like it just started malfunctioning.
Yeah, I guess.
So maybe they're just checking to see if like maybe it hit this one too and it didn't notice or something.
Yeah, that makes sense. And because then Deku's like, everything's fine, everything checks out. And he's like, oh, what about the other one? Could it have had the ion? Or no, Deku's like, maybe it reversed the ion dissemination. And Ash is like, oh, you're right. And Ash is like, what does that mean? Why don't you people talk English? We weren't born in space, so we don't know these space words.
He's just like, it changed it from positive to negative. And now this brings up another new question. Are these things built with a good demeanor?
With like a morality? Like, what does that mean? But Ash is like, oh, negative? Like evil? And they're like, yeah, maybe. We don't know, because it flew off into space without you.
Also, Carlos was here in this scene.
Yeah, he had some input. I don't remember what it was. But then he's like, I'm going to just put this away if that's cool with you guys. And he just wheels it off. We cut down. I think this might have been where I blacked out a little bit, because my notes get real sparse. So we cut down to Earth, and like the decoy is just this big centipede with one weird arm, which is like one of the themes. We'll see a lot of others. They don't all have weird arms.
No, but they still make up for it in ways that qualify them as Mavericks.
Yeah, but they're all for sure Mavericks. So then we cut back, and they're like, there's disturbance, go investigate. So I go down, and there is like a real quick scene on the Dark Fortress where they have the big, like a big giant evilizer, and like Elgar's like ready to hit that button. He's like, all right, on my count. And Clipper's like, I swear to God, if you fire before Sonata says that, I will cut your head off.
Yeah, because they just like, they come into the room and Elgar's like, gonna push the button now.
Clipper's like, you're not the boss.
And Astronema has this look on his face like, oh, you better not.
Yeah, you better, ain't. Astronema's like, no, wait, I have a plan.
Like an actual plan.
Like a real plan, you idiot. And so he's like, all right, fine. Then we cut back down. They're looking for Senti, which is just my name for this centipede monster.
Okay.
And because he does not get a name. None of them get names. There's more monsters in this episode, and I don't understand if it's a trick or not. Like, I can't tell what the plan is.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, and they don't explain anything.
So then they're like, there it is. Let's go there. So they go up to the top of this building, and the centipede is gone. But then they get charged by what I thought was that elephant monster from a couple episodes back.
But instead, it's like a rhino, but his whole head is a giant drill.
Yeah. It's okay. Which is neat. It looks like it looks kind of like an Excadrill, the Pokemon.
Kind of, yeah.
Like the Mega Excadrill, if it had a Mega form.
Except it just has, like, regular hands.
Yeah. But that's the Mega part.
Right.
It trades out hand drills for one big old face drill. So it, like, tackles them, doesn't burrow through them or anything, but it just, like, knocks them out of the way. Then they're like, all right, let's get him. And they turn around, and it's gone. And then another one pops up, and then, like, three or four more, including Sting King.
That was Sting King, right? Yeah. Okay, I didn't hallucinate him just popping up.
No, he was there, but like he died. So what's the plan? Like, what does this? That's when I thought, oh, it must be an illusion.
Well, that's the thing, is because they shot Drill Boy. Like, they all shot him with their Astro Blasters or whatever they're called, and he fell to the ground and faded away instead of blowing up.
No,
and
he fell down and then he went like whoa and like rose up. Like,
although he faded out, because then Andros is like, well, that was easy, and they all put their guns away, and then like all the other ones start showing up. Drill Boy comes back.
Yeah, and he like raises up like he's
so
an exorcist.
I don't know if these other monsters are just like illusions that Senti is making.
That's what I thought. And I thought they were going to kill the other monsters. There's like a frog with some bubbles on him. And
he's gross.
He's real gross.
I feel like he's also got holes in like his abdomen and you can see bones.
It's like his skin is torn. Like those like tattoos where it's like, this is my skin if I had a Spider-Man shirt on under it.
You ever wonder what my muscles look like? I got them tattooed on.
This is them. But also, here's the Spider-Man logo on my shoulder. Whatever. Like, tattoos get weird, you guys. I can't say anything because I have 14 or 15, regular weirdo tattoos.
None of our tattoos are bro tattoos.
No, that's for sure.
Bro tattoos get weird.
They do. This is a tribal I got around my bicep. Cool, what tribe are you in, buddy? None? Okay, bye. It's just some barbed wire, because
I'm tough.
Because I'm tough.
It's ripping my skin so the Superman logo can come out. Frat tats.
Hashtag frat tats. Hey, if any of you guys have some frat tats, let us know. We're not going to make fun of you. I just want to see some frat tats. Most of us want to see the word frat tats spelled out. Anyway, so then they all are back and they like resurrect, especially like the drill boy is like, wow, I'm back. We cut to astronomer. She's like, fire the satellites. And I was like, are you going to fire the thing now and turn the Power Rangers evil now? No, okay.
Her plan is not to turn the Power Rangers evil.
We don't know what it is yet, but we'll find out in a minute.
Elgar keeps trying to turn the Power Rangers evil because he won't listen.
Yeah, but like that's also a better plan.
We'll find her plan out in a minute. And her plan also makes some sense.
It does, but here's the problem with her plan. It leaves the Power Rangers to stop her plan from happening.
Yes.
By turning them all evil, it doesn't.
Right, then Alpha has to stop the Power Rangers.
Then Alpha and Deka have to do it. And I don't... Like, every time they've been evil, it hasn't been all of them, you know?
Yeah.
It's been either clones or Billy and Kim or Tommy or, like, someone's bad for a day. Things like that. It's never been, like, straight up all five Power Rangers are evil right now. And I think that would be a good idea. And plus, Cassie and Ashley would look awesome.
Think of the tight shirts TJ would
think
wear.
Think of how tight TJ's shirt would be. It would be like a belly shirt. And like, check out all my
I'm not even trying to hide them a little
bit.
We'd
finally get a raw peek at those tight, tight abs.
And they all have sunglasses.
Every little ab would have its own discreet pair of sunglasses.
Well, I meant the Rangers, but I guess the abs could have them too.
I don't know. I think ab sunglasses is probably a better use of their time and energy. What if he had little tattoos on all of his abs? Is he had little frat tats on all of his abs and sunglasses? Also, update for nobody really knew this except for me, but Shannon had never seen the Jacket episode, and so I was like, you have to watch it. And she was like, once you watch this episode of Time Force, I will watch the Jacket episode. So I watched that episode a while ago, and last night, she finally watched the Jacket episode. And I got one more person on my side saying it's a delight.
It's a good episode. I just prefer the pizza episode, that's all.
I mean, I like the pizza episode. There's pros and cons to both. Like, one has them getting baked into a pizza. One has an array of evil jackets.
Yeah, one that is rocket launched onto a Megazord.
Literally carried on.
For no reason other than aesthetics.
Yeah. Well, you gotta have the look.
You gotta match your Zord,
man. Anyway, that's enough about Terp. We did all that. You can go back and listen to our episode. I just wanted to let everybody know that Shannon Maynard is on my side. That the Terp episode is real great. Artly. Specifically. Ellie's going to be on in a couple episodes, so it's probably going to come up. So anyway, where were we before we started talking about frat tats? The satellites are senti, and he grows.
We were talking about TJ's abs.
Talking about TJ's abs. Let's get back to the Power Rangers episode at hand. So senti grows, and then the Rangers...
He grows and like immediately knocks a building over.
He cuts one in twain.
And the Power Rangers are like, leave him. We'll fight the little ones for now.
Hold on. Do your stuff over there. We're going to fight these ones. Bad idea.
Yeah.
There's a better way to do this, but okay. So then they're like, all right, here's what we got to do. We got to call the Delta Megazord, and he'll fight because they can do the autonomous function like we found out last episode.
Yeah.
So they call the Delta Megazord down. It morphs midair. It's like, we didn't describe it at all last time. I don't think we described any of the Zords this season.
Oh, the Astro Megazord is like if the Megaship was a person with a shuttle for a head.
He looks it's the most like a Transformer.
Yeah, because it's only two pieces.
It's two pieces, but one of those pieces fits on the other piece both ways that it is.
And also the shuttle head like comes down onto another head. So the Astro Megaship has like its own man mode. I guess the cockpit is just in the shuttle.
It's got one hairless, naked head.
This is a bald head.
You put a second head with a hat on it on top of it.
Cover up his baldness so he's not embarrassed.
The Delta Megazord looks like the Megatron to the Astro Megazord's Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
It's like a more angular, like triangular.
Yeah, it's got like the triangle, like airplane head.
Yeah, I really like both of the looks for it, and how it like comes in and like flips around and then like spreads into man mode.
Yeah,
is pretty neat. So it's there, and this is when like it fights Senti for like a minute, and there's not a lot. It has like it you know, Gatling gun hands, but doesn't use them yet.
Right.
And then Astronomer's like, now fire the Evilizer. So he fires the Evilizer, and it turns the Delta Megazord evil. But first, it killed the Senti?
No. Senti's still alive, because they fight him in a minute, or at the end
episode. Right. So they just, like, changed it, and Senti disappears then.
He just, like, goes away, I guess.
He goes invisible. And then invisible.
The Delta Megazord, it just, like, hangs out. He just stands there until he's noticed.
I think Senti goes invisible, and then Delta Megazord's like, all right, I did it. Wink. And they're like, all right, cool. Let's go back or whatever, because the other monsters dipped. Like, they just, like, disappeared once Senti went invisible.
Because I know Andros is trying to get it to, like, shoot something, and it's not listening to him.
Oh, is he trying to get it to shoot the other monsters, but then they disappear?
Maybe.
Then they're like, all right, Delta Megazord, what are you doing? And they refer to Delta Megazord like it's a person, or like a dog, kind of.
Right.
But, like,
it's a bad Delta Megazord.
It is a ship. It's not sentient, right? Like, the Astro Mega ship...
I mean, no, because you're remote controlling it.
Yeah, so
it's
like,
not, like, acting on... Well, I mean, now it is.
Now it is,
because it's evil.
Because it's evil. It's got an attitude now. But then it just, like, opens fire on the city. Like, and just, like Gatling gun bullet sprays the city.
Because it wasn't listening to Andros. And then it was, maybe it's after this that it was destroying the city. And Andros is like, hey, stop it. And then he stops. Or is that when they're fighting with the Megazords?
I think that's when they're fighting with the Megazord.
It is, because they're in the cockpit. And then Andros is like, it was a trick. And they get shot.
They get pranked. Yeah. They get pretty pranked later. So they call that's in like a second. So they call the Astro Megazord. They get it. They're like, Delta Megazord, what's going on? And so they fight a little bit, and they, like, slap it in the forehead or something, and they're like, are you good? And it doesn't do anything. They're like, oh, we did it. And so they go, like, to walk up to it, and they've been pranked.
Yeah.
And it, like...
It shoots them.
It pulls out. It shoots them. And then Cassie says my favorite line. Someone, TJ's like, pull the shields up. And Cassie's like, I can't. They're stuck.
The shields are stuck. Hey, the shields are like an energy shield.
Well, they also do have a physical shield.
But they said shields, not
shield. Plural, not the shield, yeah. Our shields.
Which would be like an energy force field, which I guess they're jammed.
Is that like the button is jammed? Like there's like a switch, like shield.
They're just stuck.
And it's like, someone got a jam on it. It's all stuck down
who's
now.
Who's drinking soda at the shield controls?
Hey, who poured some Surge on the shield controls? Carlos, I'm looking at you. He'd be like, I'm a Capri Sun man myself. What do you think the Rangers' favorite sodas are? Please tell us. Write in.
I bet Carlos drinks Pepsi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to give my options. We're gonna let the listeners decide. So send in your votes. Anders pulls the Battleizer out, and he puts it, like, the console, like, flips open and, like, flips down, and there's, like, a slot just for the Battleizer. How convenient. And he puts the Battleizer in there. And he's like, all right, we can control the Delta Mega ship with it, or we can zap it or something.
They're going to do like that polar inversion or whatever.
They're gonna flip the polarity.
Yeah.
They're going to put their polarity down, flip it, and reverse it.
He asked Alpha. He's like, Alpha, you got to pop, lock, drop, and reverse the...
Stop, drop, open up, shop, let's roll.
Oh, no. Delta Megazord is evil.
That's how it went. That's exactly how...
That's the song.
That's how the rap goes.
And so Alpha's like, yeah, okay, who I just remembered is in, like, the bridge of the mega
ship, like,
which
like,
is the guts
the
of
guts,
the
which,
Astro
which
Megazord.
Which is, like, pointed upwards right now, so there is got to be a little gravity field of some sort.
Yeah.
Keeping
either that
upright.
Or it is, like, on some kind of, like, gyroscope,
oh,
so it's,
the,
like,
the
always
middle just rotate.
Flat.
That would be probably good to have for an Astro Mega ship,
yeah.
I would say. So they, like, zap it with this green light, and it's got this yellow light around it that I think is coming from the Evilizer? Or is that just like a, is that just
it,
a weird?
It is. Yeah, okay. The green light, because I guess the Evilizer has just been on it the whole time.
Sure.
And now that they're combating it with the Goodalizer.
They can see it. Yeah.
They are, we can see them both competing.
Good thing we put this Goodalizer in here for just such an occasion.
And then it gets, like, weird stuff happens. And I don't know why Astronomer says this, but, like, it's struggling because it's being blasted with both good and evil energy.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, no, whatever.
The Astro Megazord is overheating.
The Astro Megazord is running out of energy because it's using it all to try to turn Delta good. And then up on the Dark Fortress, the giant Evilizer starts like blowing up. It's like sparks and the beam starts like going in and out.
Yeah.
And then it stops. Everything's quiet, and Astronomer's like, I think we beat them.
I think we won.
And like, Astronomer, your ray gun broke.
It did break.
That doesn't mean you win.
Usually.
In what universe does that mean you win?
Usually that means you didn't win and that your thing broke. But they didn't not win yet because it isn't back to good. But what it does is it like flips into... It just takes off.
It just leaves.
It just is like, all right, my home planet needs me. And it flies away.
I must away.
And so then the Astro Mega Ship like chases after it. They chase into space it. And then they like pass some clouds and flip into the spaceship mode, which is a pretty neat like cut. Like it's not like a cut.
It's weird though. Like I get they do it because they need to chase it into space. Yeah. So like they can't jump that high or whatever. But sure. It's weird because in a minute we're going to get the whole Megazord transformation sequence again.
Well, yeah, they were running a little short on time this episode. They didn't do it. They planned on doing about 3 or 4 wet stunts, but then they're like, well, let's just do 2 wet stunts and we'll show the Megazord sequence twice. And
we'll do one wet stunt twice.
Yeah. They get up into space and they're like, we got to link up. So they hit like a button and they like start to merge. We get the whole Megazord sequence and then the Delta Megazord tries to like wrap around it. And, like, become a chest plate with the Gatling guns coming up onto the shoulders.
Yeah, it's like, kind of like a whole armor because, like, parts of the arms get covered and the legs get covered.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's, like, a struggle. Like, there's this point where the chest is coming down and, like, it's, like, shaking.
It's, like, it's shaking and it's, like, a little off-center. And I feel like it bumped him a little bit. Yeah, and it was, like, steady.
It's steady. And it goes back out. And they're like, no, we got to get it back. And then it comes back down and it, like, clicks in. And then, like, they get it. And that's what overrode the evil permanently. Not permanently. We don't know if it'll turn evil again. But, like. Anyway, they got the evil out of its system and then they come back. But they did say when they were overheating that they ran out of energy because like that's what let it.
Yeah,
leave.
They ran out of energy and then immediately blasted into space.
Flew into space, which I guess doesn't take any energy.
I guess it's a different kind of energy.
They had there's good like, energy and then they have space energy.
There's like nuclear energy to shoot a laser beam and then like explosive energy to like launch into space.
And then monster energy stuck on the shields because it got sticky. There's some monster energy on there.
Monster, like the energy drink.
Yes.
I gotcha. You said monster and we're watching Power Rangers.
You're right. I should have been more specific. So then they come back to Earth and they're in the Astro Delta Megaship, Megazord. And they're like, all right, let's do a scan. Let's find Senti because it just disappeared. And do a scan. It's just like invisible, just chilling there for no reason.
Yeah, because Cassie's like, he's over there.
She's like, oh, he's right dead center, dead in front of us. And so they're like, all right, let's light him up. So they use their new finishing maneuver. One, the little, like the battleizer, like a face thing pops down. It's pretty neat. I like things that do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they hit one, and it is the, I wrote it down, Flying Power Punch. Their fists come off.
Both fists just rocket off.
Like a Baymax. And they like whoosh, and punch it. And that kills it. It dies from being punched twice.
Yeah, it gets punched twice by rocket fists, which then like we see them re-dock.
What? Don't worry about it.
What'd you say?
I said pow.
Pow?
Pow. The robot fists. Pow. It's a Sparks Nevada thing. Don't worry about it.
And then they like reconnect. And then the Megazord turns around, and then Senti falls down and explodes. And then I think the other monsters, after he explodes, fade out and just, like, fade away. So I think he made those.
Why does a centipede make illusions?
I don't know. Why do you have a lobster arm? These are all questions.
I thought what was going to happen is they were going to, like, destroy one of the monsters. They would, like, kill one of the monsters, and it would, like, burst into a bunch of centipedes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Can't do that on a kid's show.
No. I mean, they did it on Buffy. It was pretty awesome.
It's not a kid's show. It's a teen show.
It's a teen show. You're right. But nope. They just fade away.
Yep.
Goodbye, everybody. So then we cut back to Astronomer, and the Evilizer is destroyed and like full of holes now. Like parts of it just broke. And Elgar's like, oh, yeah, what a great. This is way better than my plan of whatever his plan of turning power into evil. This is super great. Look at this thing. And Astronomer's like, shut up right now.
She points like the point of her staff into his throat and is like, shut your mouth.
Yeah, say one more thing. Say one more thing. And he's like, nope. Not going to do it. So then we cut back down. Oh, sorry. I almost skipped a very important thing. Clippy is like, they have the Astro Delta Megaship now. We need a monster just as powerful. And Astronomer's like, yes, bring me Mama Mite. Give me Mama Mac.
Mama Mite, that real strong monster. Mama Mite.
Mama Mite. I heard Mom Mite.
Mama Mite.
Can't read her Mama Mite. That was a stupid joke. That was very stupid what I just said. So then we cut back to Ashley and Andros, and they jump through the jet tube. What's that called?
The slide, power slide.
Jet tube? I think it's a jet tube.
Jet slide.
Jet slide
tube. Slide something. Astro slide.
They get on the so they shoot down the astro slide, both in Andros's because
Ashley doesn't have a board to fall on. She would just be like, oh,
oh. Oh no, come catch me, please. So they get on to his astro glider. They fly. They find her astro glider just chilling out in space. She jumps onto it and lands on it because it has its own gravity field, or else nothing makes sense.
Yes.
She pulls out a little gun thing and shoots it with a beam.
Yeah, because she lands on it and it's like rocking a little bit. Yeah. Like, hey, get off of me. But she soothes it.
Yep. She's like, hey, hey.
You soothe it by slapping it repeatedly in the back of the head.
I have so much stamina now that I can tame basically any horse if I can get onto it. Because it's like, mash. Really? I'm really good at mashing that L button.
But yeah, she has like a good-alizer. In her astro blaster.
Yeah, a travel goodalizer.
Just, like, shoots it in the nose and it's fine.
Yeah, she sprays it. She does the equivalent of spraying it on the nose of the water bottle. Like, hey, no, hey.
And it's like, all right.
It's like, all right, sorry, I'll be good now.
You can ride me.
And they fly back and that fixes it and it's good. And then we cut down to Bulk Skull and Professor Phenomenus and they are running through a field and I'm very worried that they're going to get ticks on them, but that's just how I am when I see people in fields with tall grass. And they are like, they stop and oh my God. And Skull's like, you bunch of babies, why are you running? It's just a little toy. And Bulk's like, I was only running because you were running. And Phenomenus was like, I was only running because both of you were running. And I kind of liked it. I thought it was pretty funny.
And then the toy shows up in front of them.
Yeah. Somehow it's basically around them.
Yeah, it's like, you can't get away from me.
I'm a little toy. And then it starts chasing them and they all run again. And then that's where we end.
The end of the episode. This never gets resolved. This toy is at large.
Yeah. I hope that's the secret villain of the season. The second to last episode, Dark Spectre will be like, yes, master. And they turn around. It turns around and there's the little toy. Kill old cans. For giving me this horrible life. So, Josh, you started.
I did.
Which means I get to pick the first best. I'm going to say the best is... I don't know.
I don't either, I don't know. Really?
The episode wasn't bad.
It wasn't, but we're in this weird space of, like, this season is still ramping up. Like, it hasn't got where we remember it being yet.
And the problem is the whole episode stays at the same level once it goes up and then it stays there. It's not like there's no peak that you can be like, that's right. The best part. Like it's just like whoo and it plateaus.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say if I have to give it a best, I'm gonna say it's Ecliptor throwing Elgar against the wall for talking some yay about him.
Like, I could cut you, end you right here.
I could literally rip your head from your
shoulders. And then later Astronomer does the same thing. Yeah. Like just kill that guy. Spear him in the neck and push him into space.
Just shoot him into space. What's the worst?
I think the worst is Ashley. You're number one. That whole scene.
That whole scene was the worst.
Like, I get that you're going to shoot the Astro Glider. Galaxy Glider, excuse me.
I've been calling it Astro Glider all episode. Don't worry about it.
So I get you're going to shoot that and make it evil and, like, to show what the thing does.
Yeah.
We've already seen what the thing does on the toy.
Yeah.
And we don't need, like, this weird trick. I guess it's, like, relationship development for them.
Sort of. But, it's nothing major.
It's not handled in any real way as much as it's just, like, they're showing off in front of each other.
Yeah.
So I didn't like that scene. So that's my worst.
That's also my worst. I mean, like, look, it did let me make a Smitty Werben Jagerman Jensen joke, which is basically my favorite. But, like, other than that, there was nothing else good about it.
Why is she number one? Because she could do a loop-de-loop.
Like, she didn't even leave. He flipped off and defied the laws of physics. That's number one
That's
material.
Number one if I've ever seen it. Ashley, you're number two.
This whole
scene
was number two.
This whole scene's a big number
big
two.
Big number two. The MVP, I'm going to say, was Astronema. I feel like it's real easy to give it to Astronema in these kinds of episodes where she has a plan and it works And, like, it goes bad, but only because she's not the hero. But, like, everything made sense and was a solid plan. And they just defeated her solid plan instead of, like, them defeating a bad plan.
Right. It is a little bad in that she, like, scoffed at turning the Rangers evil. But maybe she gets that, like, it wouldn't stick.
Yeah. And she's like, I think her plan was, like, turn a Delta Megazord evil. Kill the Power Rangers.
Step on the Power Rangers before they can get their Megazord, but that didn't work.
Hesitated, so it didn't go off.
I'm going to give the MVP to Ecliptor.
Okay.
Because he kept Elgar in check without Astronema having to ask him to. Like, he's the perfect henchman.
He's a real good enforcer, yeah.
No, she hasn't said to fire it yet. Step back or I'm going to run you through with the sword.
Like, and he's like, I swear to God, if you fire it before she tells you to, you're dead. You are dead. You don't even know it. But that's it. That's the end of the episode.
It is.
All right. So we will see you on Friday. No, this is Friday. On Monday for the Power Rangers movie review. And guys, oh, hey, before we go, let me tell you about the dream I had last night.
Okay, yeah.
So last night I had a dream that we went to see, and by we, I mean me and somebody else, and I don't know who. It was just another me and another person went to see Power Rangers the movie. And it was not going great. And then about halfway through, something happened. The dream shook a little bit. And it felt like the movie theater changed the channel but didn't tell us. And then the rest of that movie was really good and had the same bad guy, which is Glenn Close. I don't know why. But she was like a different bad guy, just like the same actress. But the second movie was really good. Can I tell you what that movie was?
Yeah.
You know how there are like movies like or things like based on like board games or toys like sure. Battleship the movie.
Yeah.
This was Sidewalk Chalk the movie. And it ruled. It was awesome. And I was like, oh no, I'm enjoying this Power Rangers movie so much. It's like a lot of bright colors and stuff. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was Sidewalk Chalk.
Yeah, but I thought it was still the Power Rangers movie. I was like, oh man, I'm enjoying this Power Rangers movie so much. And then someone's like, oh, sorry, the Sidewalk Chalk movie is on instead. And I'm like, oh, thank God. It's just a Sidewalk Chalk movie. This movie's great. I would rather, my inner deepest psyche would rather watch Sidewalk Chalk the movie. Than Power Rangers. Something's gone wrong in this fallen world, is what I'm saying. Anyway.
Oh, God. Do you remember anything specific about Sidewalk Chalk the movie?
I remember there was a Digimon Season 1-esque ending where Digimon Season 2-esque ending, where Digidestined from all over the world, except like Sidewalk Chalk Destined, I don't know. Everyone had different powers of colors, and it was like the theme of Sidewalk Chalk the movie is like bright, fun things are cool, and friendship is awesome.
Right.
Which is the opposite of what the Power Rangers movie is trying to tell me, I guess. But yeah, and I just remember it was like the very last battle, and it was just like kids using their whatever Sidewalk Chalk powers
to fight Glenn Close,
who in the Power Rangers movie was like a very creepy, like Hellraiser type baddie.
Oh, sure.
And then in this, it was like a Hellraiser light. So I don't know.
Hellraiser bright because of all the colors.
Yes. Yeah. Well, she was still in black. And so that was the deal. It's like she's like darkness and no color.
No color.
Yeah. So like.
So then the kids colored her in with the Sidewalk.
Well, they had like giant chalk cannons. They were blasting color and stuff. It was like it was like a Splatoon, but it was Sidewalk Chalk. It was awesome.
Oh, boy.
So I guess what I'm saying is look forward to my Kickstarter for Sidewalk Chalk the movie. And until next time,
may the power protect you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
We go there and don't even, a little. Come on, tongue.
It's early. It's
I don't know. Red leather, yellow leather. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. I can do tongue twisters. I just can't talk regular. That's a problem.